Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
But every time I'm far away, I can't get my mind off you. I know that you're waiting for me, and I just want to get home to you.
Nagbabalik sa studio dito sa SBS. Welcome back matapos ang dalawang taon. Serena!
Hi, how are you?
Mabuti, kamusta?
I'm okay. I'm not too bad. How about you?
Mabuti rin na balik studio ka na.
Yeah.
Pero nitong nakaraang dalawang taon, naging busy ka.
Yeah.
Samot saring awitin ang nabuo?
Definitely. I've been writing, I guess, since we've been in lockdowns and through COVID. I've written a bunch of songs that I'm going to collate together into an album. Hopefully by next month, we'll be releasing that.
Home.
Yes, Home is is one of the new songs. And it's actually about, it's funny, it's you know, when we started opening up again to be able to travel, just the thought of wanting to travel and experience more things in life, and then having that thought of wanting to be back home or having someone who's sort of waiting for you. So I actually wrote this song about my dog, which is, you know, we obviously developed such a cute bond because, you know, our pets have been at home with us as well during the lockdown. So I secretly wrote this song about my dog, and now I'm telling everyone.
Anong pangalan niya?
Maisie.
Maisie. Yeah. So, si Maisie ba napunta sa'yo during COVID or pre-COVID ba?
Well, actually, the timing of it was amazing. We got her maybe about a week or so before lockdowns were called on us. So, just the timing. It was like it was just really meant to be.
At anong nagawa ni Maisie para sa'yo nung panahon na hindi ka pwedeng umalis at wala kang pwedeng gawing iba?
Sure. Look, she makes me feel happy and calm as well, and because I just find her really cute and excitable. So obviously she doesn't have those same stresses as we do. So once we see our pets, and I know that many would feel that as well, it just sort of makes you feel good to be around them, and you know, makes us also walk. So a bit of exercise there.
So ilang taon si Maisie?
She's 7, but she seems like a puppy. She acts like a puppy.
So active siya na.
Very active, yeah. Yeah.
Ano yung napansin mo? Kasi ako napansin ko yung mga pets, no, lalo na yung mga aso, nararamdaman nila yung nararamdaman mo. Ganun ba yun?
Yeah, I think so. She can definitely tell when you're feeling upset or something. She'll come up to you and sort of sit next to you. But I think because they have their own personalities too. So it's like it's like she wants me to feel better by her sitting next to me or something like that. But I do believe they can feel what you're feeling. So if you're feeling a little nervous or something like that.
Dalawang taon, ilan ang mga awiting na buo mo?
7 or 8 songs. I'm still deciding whether I want to include this other song onto the album. But yeah, about that many. I mean, I wrote other songs for other projects, but for this project, there's like 7 or 8. Yeah.
Anong nang ginawa nung music mo para sa'yo nung nakakulong ka sa bahay?
I always say that writing for me is therapeutic. Other people might write in journals, but I write songs. I hope that not just for myself, other people might relate to what I write. It definitely gave me a bit of peace, just sort of being able to express how I was feeling and put it out on paper. And because I love singing as well, it makes me relax a bit more as well when I'm performing or singing a song or humming a melody at home.
Love being away, but I love coming home. Or should I stay? Or should I go?
Home. Marami sa atin, ang home natin ay Australia, Pilipinas. So, pero ikaw lumaki ka dito. So, parang masasabi natin ang home mo ay Australia.
Yes.
Pero para sa'yo, ano ba talaga yung essence
of home. Yeah, I guess, look, it's really just where you feel loved and whole and just having good people around you, your family, your friends. I love, like, my workplace even, or, like, you know, as long as it's just, that's your family, that's your home.
Yeah. Alam ko yung mga awitin mo, nabubuo siya base sa mga kasalukuyan mong katayuan sa buhay, experiences mo, dahil minsan kumanta, mayroon ka rin binuong awit tungkol sa yung mga mong ina, hindi ba?
That's right, yeah.
So, ano yung mga karanasan mo or experience mo during the 2 years na parang nabuo sa isang awitin, maliban sa yung desire mo na mamasyal?
Yeah, look, I think, to be honest, because we were home for so long, a lot of the songs that I wrote has actually got to do more with mental health or inner, like, what I'm thinking or how I'm feeling internally. So, for example, Queen, which is what I released in February, it's about positive self-talk. So it's basic, because, like, we are obviously our worst critic. So it's so important to talk positively to yourself, you know, helping you believe in yourself as well, especially if you're not surrounded by lots of people. You're the one that you're listening to in your head. And Dark, which is the one I've released for Halloween, it's actually about anxiety. So it's something that I live with. I guess I've lived with that for a long time, but I guess as many people sort of noticed more anxious feelings over the lockdowns and things like that as well. I also wrote a song called Jumpstart, which was about a hug. So I guess it's actually just the idea of wanting to be able to give people a hug, because we just couldn't anymore at that time. The good thing about giving a hug, you get one back. So it's kind of like, it was all the little things almost that I created into a song rather than an experience of something, yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like all the things that you sort of may have taken for granted on your daily, you know, on your day-to-day things, but
nung
then
busy ka.
Yes, exactly. But
so yeah. Parang nung panahon na nasa bahay ka, parang mas marami kang
to think about.
Yes, yeah. Mas marami kang oras na magmuni-muni o magnilay-nilay.
That's right.
To reflect.
And actually, one of the songs that you talk about, like the time or the hours. So the other song that I wrote was called Time, and it's basically, you know, the most precious thing to give someone is time, because, you know, we have a lot of it, but we also don't have enough of it. So it's kind of, you know, it's very precious.
Iba to sa time standstill.
Different. It's a new one.
Gana na ka iba yung frame of mind mo sa pagbuo ng mga kanta? Kung if you compare it to what you did a few years ago when you were starting.
I guess just like as you get older as well, with life experience or how you see the world or how you feel, or, you know, it will always be changing, I feel. Like, I think that's why with songwriting, especially if it's my own for myself, I just base it on how I'm feeling at that moment. So it'll always be different.
Yung mga kanta mo, meron siyang vibe na parang masaya.
Yeah.
Paano mo na-manage yun na ganun pa rin nung pandemya?
Yeah, sure. Even throughout life, not just during the pandemic, I really tried. I always try and have a bit of a positive outlook on life, and trying to present that not just in my songs, but as a person as well. But it is hard to always have that positivity if you're not feeling great. If you're sad or angry or what. So I have written songs where it is pure sadness or pure darkness or whatever, but I always know that there's a light there. So, like, I guess that's how I write and that's how I live life, you know. Just got to be able to see that there's something positive out there always.
Serena, bring us home.
Like my bags, I'm ready to go. Don't know where life will lead me. Time to change the scenery. Something different to see. But every time I'm far away, I can't get my mind off you. I know that you're waiting for me, and I just want to get home to you. Sipping on a tequila sunrise as I'm watching the sunset. How I love the experience brings a tear to my eye. But every time I'm far away, I can't get my mind off you. I know that you're waiting for me, and I just want to get home to you. I love being away, but I love coming home. Or should I stay? Or should I go? But every time I'm far away, I can't get my mind off you. I know that you're waiting for me, and I just want to get home to you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.